decision, and I'm saved based on God's decision. I don't have to sweat it either. Isn't that a good thing? This way, even when his chosen man did wrong, God's purpose will continue. The whole program is based on him that calls. That's what it's all based on. The end of verse 11. The one that calls, God, shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? So the Lord is laying this whole thing out, not smoothing it all out. He's laying it out, and it is as rough and bumpy and craggy as possible. And we get to this point and say, let's come up with a better answer or explanation than what Pastor just said, because that's very unsettling. Well, it's very, very unsettling because God intended it to be very unsettling to us. We're not on God's level. of salvation was based just on my faith, I'm in trouble. Now, let's play a simple game here. Put your hand up if, once you were saved, you never wavered in your faith. Aren't you glad it's not contingent on your faith? There has to be something greater than my faith, and there is. It's God's choice, divine election. That is the foundation for my salvation. And in my weak and often failing faith, I can rest assured, not in me, but in what God has already said. Has God cast off his people? No. The Jewish nation has left God for a while, but the Lord assures us that there is coming a time when they will turn to him again. Turn over to chapter 11, Romans. How will this happen? Not when, how. It will happen not because the Jewish people one day will put two and two together and say, you know what, maybe we should trust in Christ. The Bible lets us know how it will happen in Romans chapter 11. And it is wonderful. In Romans chapter 11, we'll begin reading here in verse 25. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles would come in. And so,